guy, our member, they went together. So the guy now came and knocked at the door. He said, "Bro, Sonny." He now came inside. He said, "Come inside." He said, they were just coming. That Rachel cannot talk. She just hold her throat and said that somebody wants to kill her. That was the only word he heard from her. I said, "How could it happen?" So the week that they traveled to Lagos for ministers and fire conference in Living Faith, when mommy were ministering, the oil he blessed and the communion, I ministered it to her. So in the process, after ministering the oil into her mouth, she just vibrating. You know, when you slaughter a fowl or goat, the way it vibrated before giving up, that is how we give up. So after ministering it, he now give up. No more breath. Her hand becomes stiff. The teeth join together. Whole her body become cold as ice block. So people started crying. I said, "Is that how somebody died? How could he just die like that?" Before I went in to wear cloth, they have already took her away that they should go to hospital. I said, "This is not hospital issue. Where we get nothing." I said, "How can my sister die like that?" And I remember in 2011, when my younger brother came for vacation, so the same thing happened around midnight. While they prepare her to take, they prepare him to take him to mortuary. I remember my seed of destiny. I placed that seed of destiny in his head. I declare, if God is the doer of all this testimony, my brother cannot die. Andrew, come back to life. Which he rose back to life. Then I gave the testimony on this commission, 2011. And I remembered. I said, since I cannot get daddy directly on phone now, I heard his voice in my phone. While he lied down in the place, the doctor were helpless. Nothing more. He was only telling us to leave her on the bed. So I now went to my phone. I pressed the phone and played, "You are coming back with your testimony." I went outside. I was praying. Nothing. Nothing happened. I called my former resident pastor, Pastor Angel Zachary, pastor in Warri Church. He prayed on the corpse. I called the present one. He prayed. Nothing happened. Pastor sent one of the ministers from our branch to come and minister to her on that place. The man himself was helpless. So because there's nothing more, what are you praying for? I said, what is this? How can I just carry my younger sister to village? How would I explain this? I was helpless. I played the phone. The "You are coming back with your testament." He played, finished. I went back. I carried the phone again. I replayed the second time. Before the second one could finish, she now screamed, "Jesus!" And now came back to life. I hear to return all the glory to
somebody. Give the Lord a shout. Keep of
the
victory.
King of kings and the Lord of lords. Is there somebody coming back with your testimony? Come with your sister. The story you told us shows that there is a spell of death. Right? You would have buried that your brother Andrew in 2011, if not for God. And then now Rachel. Right? That's 2011. That's 5 years. So that it doesn't repeat in 2021. Hold the hand of this one. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands, people, everywhere you are. Jehovah, you are mighty. Everybody here that is a victim of ancestral curse, family curse, generational curse, every demonic power killing people in your family, today the curse is broken by the reason of this anointing. You ancestral curse in this family, break in the name of Jesus. Ancestral curse of premature death, you are broken. I announce to everyone here today, everything looking for somebody's life in your family is hereby arrested. You shall live and you shall fulfill your days. And the agenda of hell is broken. I call it done. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat.
Add a shout of praise. What a mighty God we serve. Somebody's testimony is coming speedily in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our seed of destiny today is titled Godly Character, a Gateway to Destiny Fulfillment. Your character is a determinant of where you can reach in life. It is relevant in every sphere of life. Whether it's your marriage, your health, your family, your career, your job, your business, and how do you locate godly character? We see in today's write-up that you can locate it through the word of God. As you study the scriptures, you locate the character and the nature of God. And as you imbibe the scriptures, you begin to manifest the character of God. Can you lift up your hands as you pray today, as you make up your mind to be an avid reader of the word and to be a practitioner of what you read? Say after me, O Lord, I ask that you open my eyes to see your life from your word. Help me, Lord, to live like you do. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. We'll be proceeding now as we receive the ministry of Dunamis Voice. They are singing yet another song that the senior pastor has received. And in the fifth service, we heard one that was just absolutely mind-blowing. I believe that God will bless your life and destiny as you listen and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you as we go through this word, through the songs in Jesus' name. Let's receive Dunamis Voice.
Stronger than the power of our God. The power of the occult is not stronger than the power of our God. Lift up your hands. From the vigil of the workforce yesterday night, as I lay down to sleep, I was awoken with a song. I rushed and recorded it. Lift your hands. And we're going to sing that song.
You are. Mighty Lord, you are mighty.
Your two hands everywhere you are.
Power of God is everywhere here. You are mine. Every yoke that came here with you is breaking. Every yoke that came here with you is breaking. Every chain that came here with you is breaking. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life is breaking. Father, today we will not be ashamed and we will not be afraid, because you are a mighty God. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Give by your tegelite. Wave your hands and give him the praise. You believe you will not be afraid. And you believe you will not be ashamed. You believe a yoke is broken. A chain is broken. Give him a big clap of hand. Give him a big shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Help me walk to 7 people. Tell them the yoke is broken. The chain is broken. The yoke is broken. The chain is broken.
Jesus, you are mighty. See that place. Savior, you are mighty. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration.
That record of shame and record of reproach and mockery around somebody's life has just been wiped out. Hey! You serve a mighty God. You serve an awesome God. Jesus' name.
Give the Lord a clap as he takes it. The pathway of excellence. This is part 6. Very briefly, Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. And Daniel chapter 6, verse 3, the Bible said, then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The pathway of excellence, part 6. We want to understand what it takes to be a Daniel in your generation. To exist as a Daniel, an Esther, a Joseph. That is, someone who is relevant in the kingdom of God and indispensable in the kingdom of men. A kingly priest, a priestly king. A voice on earth and a voice in heaven. Known on earth, known in hell. What does it take to be a star for God? It is important to know that the road we follow determines the place we end. It is important to know that you follow the right road, you end at the right place. It's important to know that you cannot follow the wrong road and end at the right place. God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo says, for every rice, there is a price. For every product, there is a process. Nobody arrives anywhere by chance. You arrive with a price. What is the pathway and the doorway to excellence? Number one is decision. Your choices determine your chances in life. You cannot excel without choice. And you cannot experience distinction without your participation. Nobody can say, I got first class and I didn't know how I got it. No, you know how you got it. You made the decision first and then you worked at it. Decision determines destination. Life delivers according to demand. What you demand determines what is delivered. Nothing is realized until something is demanded. Decision. Number two is diligence. It is work that determines worth. Diligence determines eminence. He says, seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? He will not stand before ordinary men. He will stand before kings. What you don't work at will never work out. Carelessness is the doorway to uselessness. Show me a careless man today and I'll show you a useless man tomorrow. Thoroughness is key to excellence. Those who stand out, they do things well. To take things for granted is to end up grounded. I will pick this tape myself. Is to end up grounded in life. Diligence. You can't behave anyhow and go anywhere. It is critical and crucial to be thorough in order to be true in life. Number three is information. Quality of information. Information determines transformation. People behave to the best of their knowledge. What you know determines what you show. To know more is to show more. Where you are now is a product of what you have learned all these years. If you know better, you act better and you become better. The difference between a roadside mechanic and a mechanical engineer is information. The difference between a theater nurse and a consultant surgeon is information. The difference between a bank attendant and a bank manager is information. The difference between an air hostess and a female pilot is information. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? There is, we are not, you can't be anywhere by chance. If you don't know more, you can't show more. And not to know more is to mourn more. Anywhere you see somebody murmuring, it's a bankruptcy of knowledge. There's something he lacks that is the cause of murmuring. Am I communicating? Information. To be informed is to be transformed. Not to be informed is to be deformed. Not to be updated is to be outdated. Not to be inspired is to expire. Take your seat. Number four is association, the right association. Your friends determine your future. Your choice of company determines your choice of quality. Show me the kind of people in your life and you have confirmed the quality of person you are. It's not possible to be surrounded with thieves until you are a thief. Either you are a thief or you are thiefish or you are thiefious. Or you are interested in tiffing. Take yourself in. You cannot be surrounded with thief until something thiefious is inside you. And before you can tiff, the distance between you and tiffing is a matter of time. Take yourself. Quality of friends. You manage people, they damage you. So association is not for management. Association is for advancement. You say, I'm just managing this friend. Don't manage. He's not your enemy, but he's also not your friend. Who is he? You know him. Life must be ruled by principles, not sentiments. There are people who are sentimental and it becomes detrimental to their destiny. Over sentimental. What would they say? Maybe he thinks I'm proud. I don't want to relate with him again. There's nothing proud about selection of association. Relationship is a love is a command. Love your neighbor. But relationship is a choice. I have two more meetings to attend today, so I'm just in a hurry for some bombs to drop. The right association. Anybody not going in your direction is not a good association. You are going to Lagos, is going to Port Harcourt, and you enter the same vehicle. Is that not a challenge? There will be confusion on the road.
When you come to Enugu, you say you should take Oweriaba Road. You say, no, you want to follow Onitsha. he said, it's confusion. you enter the same vehicle from Otukpo. You want to go to Lagos. He wants to go to Port Harcourt. At 9th mile, you say, let's follow Oweriaba Road, Port Harcourt Road. You say, no, let's go through Onitsha, Asaba, Agbo, Munede, Benin. Confusion. It's not going your direction, waving by, and go your direction. Association. Quality, biggest quality. Fire, biggest fire. Iron sharpens iron. Excellence breeds excellence. If you are an excellent quality person, connect with excellent quality people, and then your destiny cannot be corrupted. Number 5 was discipline. Discipline. Doing what is required to get at what is desired. Becoming hard on yourself so it can be easy in life. Rejecting the unprofitable in favor of the profitable. Delaying gratification to establish satisfaction. Discipline. A life under control. A life that is scheduled. A life that is that is connected to routines, because routines determine result. Schedules determine success. Rules make rulers. That's why you can't have anybody who is a real ruler in a genuine country who is a lawbreaker. Discipline. The difference between where you are today and where you will be tomorrow are the things you will say no to today, and the things you will say yes to can be a difference. Discipline. Finally, it's exercise or practice. What is the meaning of this? If you want to excel, you exercise. Exercise is the sponsor of excellence. It says practice makes perfect. What you do the most is what you will do the best. What you do the most is what you will do the best. Let's take a look at this subject very, very quickly. Skill is a function of both training and exercise. When you see a skillful surgeon, you see a skillful lawyer, good at presentation, drawing up of witnesses, citing cases and precedences and relevant sections of constitution. Or you see a skillful mechanic, or a skillful tailor, or a skillful lawyer. It is a function of training and a function of learning. So one man met me in America. I knew him from, he lives in the UK, but he met me in America with my wife. And he said, I would like to sew you a cloth. I said, yeah. He's a tailor. So he measured me. The kind of measurement that no tailor has ever measured. All manner of measurement. At the end, he took a snapshot. Is it tailoring? Took a snapshot. He said, I want to. He said, it's part of the measurement. Now, when he brought the suit and I wore it, Kaman, you were born with it. As if you were born with the coat. So I told him, so this one is free. Okay, if I want to get more from you, how much can I buy one? He said, well, some will cost $10,000. He said, there are some we sell for up to $5,000. But since I know you, if you bring $2,000, for some $2,000, that is 320,000 times 2, 740,000 for one coat. I told him, I said, I'm coming. Ha 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 said, when I need, I will let you know. Meanwhile, the one you have given me, well done. And he said, no, he sows for, and he so the kind of people he sows for, the number one or number two person in so-and-so country. And it's not lying, it's true. If you look at him, you know. So you realize there are tailors and different kinds of tailors. The kind of suit he sold for me, can any tailor sew it in my village? If you give them material, they can damage it for you. The one shoulder is on this side, another shoulder is on another side. By the time you dry clean it once, it has bags. He sold me suit. My village tailor may sew coat. Take your seat. But they are all tailors. Tailors, but at different level. Different level of skill. He told me, he said his father is a tailor. His great-grandfather is a tailor. His father read tailoring in London. Degree. Am I communicating? That is the difference. The suit is better than the one you say Italian suit. I'm now telling you, based on what I saw, that is, it is for you. Skill came by virtue of training and expertise. Am I communicating at all? This is the truth of the matter. And I believe there is somebody here today, you will make up your mind that you will not abandon your life. You will not abandon your destiny. Say a louder, amen. A louder, amen. A louder, amen. That was what happened to David. Through training, David became the most skillful instrumentalist in the whole land of Israel. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 17 to 18, he was the most skillful. Saul said unto his servants, provide me a man that can play well and bring him to me. And they answered and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing and a mighty valiant man. He's cunning in playing. Look at this. David was not a professional instrumentalist. Am I communicating? He didn't play for any club. He didn't play for any music band. How do I know it is training? It was David that is responsible for, let's say, 90 to 95% of the book of Psalms. And he wasn't saying, let me write songs. He was just worshiping before his maker. The one who says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. So while he was keeping the sheep, and they were busy eating grass, he's just here. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. The Lord is my light and salvation. When my enemies rise up against me. And he was playing. Not playing to be paid. Playing before his maker. Straining himself. The one who says he will praise God. Is it 6 or 7 times a day? Psalm 119 verse 164. 119, 164. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. And then he was before God and marking his timetable, and it developed. And when they were looking for the most talented instrumentalist, they didn't go for a music band. They didn't go for a nightclub player. That's why nobody in this place should be less than any nightclub player. And no Christian music minister should be less than any unbeliever music star. In any realm. Whether in vocals, in any realm. That was what happened. Skill developed by training and exercise. By killing, facing lions and facing bears. He developed another skill. the skill of taking down giants. Can you fight this man? He said, I've been doing it before. Do you know the number of lions I killed with bare hands? Do you know the number of bears? I killed them with bare hands. I used catapult on some. Can you face this man? Try me. I have fought. And they said, the man is armed to his teeth. The chest is covered. The legs are covered. Hands are covered. Everywhere in Goliath, he had a helmet of brass. And David said, see, his forehead is open. That place is too big for catapult. Too big. Goliath, too big to kill. Everybody said. David said, Goliath, too big to miss. See his forehead. You know, I am a sharpshooter. He didn't start today. He said, give me a target from here to 1 kilometer. I'll shoot. I'll hit it. So look at something on his forehead. Wait and just watch the battle. At a point, he said, the God who delivered me from the lion and the bear will deliver me from this uncircumcised, non-covenant Philistine. Just watch me. When the battle line was drawn, David hurried. The Bible says he hasted. Small boy ran towards the giant. He was in a hurry to bring him down. Hey! There is somebody here, that giant facing your life and facing your family and facing your destiny is coming down today. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Look at your neighbor, say that problem is too big to miss. Too big. That was skill and training. And at the end of the day, he excelled in instruments, excelled in lion and giant killing. Now, how do you employ exercise or practice in the development of excellence? How do you employ? Number one, take the time to study around and develop yourself in your area of assignment. Take the time to study around and develop yourself in your area of assignment or area of interest. Whether it is in your prayer life or study of the word or worship, take your time. Get materials, scriptural materials, other relevant materials, and develop yourself. I've been preaching maybe about close to 30 years, since high institution days, since university days. But when I became a full-time pastor about 20 years ago, I once bought a book on the art of sermon preparation, the art of sermon. I studied around ministry. Because anatomy, physiology, biochemistry is different from rheumatology and neology. Neology. They are different. Praise the Lord. Histology is different from praiseology. And pharmacology is different from worshipology. Hallelujah. Your area of interest. Number two. Always accept responsibility. Never avoid responsibility. Every time you are given a task to do, you have been given an opportunity to develop in an area or the other. The responsibility given to David to take care of his father's flock as the last born in the house, while his other brothers were roaming about and wasting, whiling away their lives. I believe in that place he got enough time to sharpen or hone his skill in the area of music and worship, and also in giant killing techniques, lion killing techniques. If he had run away from taking care of his father's flock, he would never have developed himself to the point where he could bring down a giant. Don't dodge responsibilities. To dodge responsibilities, to die as a liability. Alright? You dodge it today, you die as a liability tomorrow. Wherever, whether in church, in your family, anywhere, they give you an assignment that looks like it's an assignment that is not meant to be your assignment alone. Or as if other people ran away from it, accept it. The day will come in your life where those who were running away from duty will be envying you. The day will come. The day will come. Always accept responsibility. And finally, train yourself by understudying and watching those who do it better than yourself. Train yourself by understudying and watching those who do it better than yourself. Anything you do in life, there is somebody better. If there is nobody better, at least there is somebody you admire. It is said that when sports people play against each other, especially people who are equally starred or equally talented, it sharpens their skill. If you play with somebody you can beat all the time, you are learning nothing. If you play with somebody who plays as strong as you, you learn something. But if you play with somebody better than you, it pulls you up. Am I communicating? Train yourself by understanding and watching those who do it better. When I was in the university in those days, a young man who was a medical student, then he's a consultant now in his field. Every time we are praying, he would just stand beside me. Shako pakatakawe. In those days, we can have 3 days of prayer program, 7 hours non-stop praying and those kind of things. He would stand beside me. Shako pakataka. And I asked him one day, I said, what are you doing? He said, I am just watching how you pray. I want to pray like that. And he watched it and learned it. Became a firebrand. Still on fire. Get close. Get their materials, those who know it more than you, who do it better than you, and learn from them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. If you pick our worship CD, Live Worship 1, and you hear, I led in the vocals there. If you hear that worship, it's very anointed. And if you listen to worship CD 2, you will see a difference, slight. If you listen to worship CD 3, okay, what I call them, has desire, you will see a difference. Slight difference in the singing too. If you listen to him, Intimacy Hymn 1 and 2, you would, especially those of you who sing, you will notice some slight progression. And then the current one, you just see some things. That is confirmation that somebody is not stagnant. It's not stagnant. Never abandon yourself. Never abandon your life. All my children and my wife, they all sing. One of my children said, Daddy, at the rate you are going, I am, let's call it short of saying, I am getting challenged. I know you before, I know you now. What is happening? Anointing combined with work. You will not miss it. Can somebody say a louder amen? Amen? Look at your neighbor, say, never abandon yourself. Continue to work on yourself, and you are working on your destiny.
Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. A loud more shout of praise.
Somebody received something here, say amen. Lift your two hands and appreciate the King of Kings for what you received. Appreciate the King of Kings for what you received. Appreciate him, honor him, adore him. Appreciate him, honor him, adore him. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace to improve my life, to upgrade my life, to upgrade my destiny. Help me, Lord. Never to abandon my life. Never to abandon myself. Help me, Lord. Lift your voice and speak to God.
Lift up your two hands.
Everywhere you are right inside this assembly today, you want to make your ways right with God. We are going to take that song, You Are Mighty, Dear Lord. You want to make your ways right with God. You say, Pastor, the area where I need to excel is in my relationship with God. I am lagging behind. My spiritual life is out of order. I need mercy from God. I need forgiveness from God. Maybe you have a lifestyle, a habit that must be broken. Maybe you have slipped back into the world and you want to be restored. You want to come back to Jesus. Everywhere you are, pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Please, can we all bow our heads, close your eyes? I surrender my life to you. I ask that you forgive me my sins and make me a new person. Today I decide to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand? Wave it up. You are mine, dear Lord. Wave it, wave it, wave it. God bless you. Quickly pick your Bibles and bags and step forward here and let's pray for you. While they come forward, the rest of us pick your materials for impartation and hold them in your hands.
Jesus, you are mighty. Savior.
Keep coming up. Give me the count of five. Those coming to surrender. One.
You are mighty.
And two.
You are mighty. You are mighty.
Father, you are mighty.
Father, you are mighty. Father, you are mighty. Jesus, you are mighty. Savior.
Forgive me my sins and help me to live for you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I pray for you today. I declare that the hold of sin be broken off your life and the grace to live for God be released upon you. Receive the help of God to live for him and to do his will. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Lift up your materials, everybody. And if you didn't bring any material, you lift up your two hands and be upstanding. Right now, you can stand. You can stand. I prophesy by the mantle of God upon my life, first and foremost, the grace to exercise yourself in order to be the best God wants you to be.
That grace is released upon you now. In Jesus' name, receive it now.
God spoke to an empty earth, and the earth heard and got populated. I speak to your documents. Whatever is your desire for that which is in your hands,
I declare that desire is hereby released and realized in Jesus' name.
Whatever is a limitation placed on your life, a limitation placed on the work of your hands, a limitation placed on your destiny,
by the mantle of God upon my life, that limitation is broken is broken. Is broken. In Jesus' name.
Shako galabagaragadagalaga. That limitation is broken. That limitation is broken. It's broken. Everyone with any form of affliction in your body, any negative medical report, spirit of barrenness, empty-handedness, poverty, wretchedness, near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough, delay in getting married, the spirit of stagnation, every form of the spirit of death, arrows of wickedness from your family, every manipulation of altars from your father's house and your mother's house, and the work of witches and the work of the occult around your life and your destiny, by this impartation I declare it is broken. It is broken. It is broken. In cheap help out there. In the name of Jesus. Drop it on the floor. Moses got his rod dropped in the presence of the Lord. And as he picked it up, it became a tool for generational transformation. Pick it up right now. Lift it right up. Now speak to what is in your hand. Change has come upon it.
When men say they are cast down, you will say there is a lifting up. Before this week is over, what is in your hands will give you a testimony. A testimony. A testimony.
Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon the hand. Whether it is an appointment later, whatever you are trusting God for, this week it shall enter your hands. And as you give of your tithes and offerings and pledges today, any man, woman, boy, girl, sister in possession of what is yours, they shall lose their peace, lose their sleep, lose their rest until what is yours enters your hands. I call it done in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big shout of praise. Counselors, please go with these people. Take your seat and pick up your offering. Pick up your offerings, tithes and pledges. Tithes and pledges. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver, and let no hand lifted up ever drop down in poverty or to beg ever, in Jesus' precious name. Go ahead, pass on the offerings, and let's take the clip of the convention quickly.
Your life is about to change. The May Destiny Recovery Convention, coming up Tuesday 24th to Sunday 29th of May 2016. Venue is at the Dumanis Arena beside the Old Friends Secretariat, Area 1, Gerke, Abuja, Nigeria. Theme, Breaking Barriers, Enlarging Territories. Ministry, Dr. Pastor Paul and Dr. Mrs. Becky Enenche.
Bible says, surely they shall gather. So it is not a surprise that they are trying against you. But the important thing to know is that as long as they gather, they shall fall.
I speak in the name of Jesus. God will make you a voice in your family, make you a voice in your generation, make you a voice in your community, make you a voice on earth. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen.
Time, 9 a.m. Morning sessions and 5:30 p.m. evening sessions. Come see the power of the Almighty at work. Jesus is Lord.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. That conference is coming up next week. Ensure that you make preparations to be there, and the Lord bless you. So the whole of this week is the pre-convention week. Tomorrow we are here by 5:50 a.m. anointing for the next level to open up the week. Just 40 minutes from 5:50 to 6:30 a.m. You pass through here to your office. We had testimonies here.
this last service where the lady came for that Monday and it was declared that she was going to get a work that week and the job came without any interview. That was what we took just now. Give the Lord a big clap. Tomorrow, your own testimony awaits. Tuesday, the healing and deliverance service is on. It's pre-convention. Wednesday is a pre-convention midweek power communion service. It's going to be explosively blastful. And then Saturday, we are out on evangelism, reaching the lost. And in the evening, we are the Dynamis Home Church. Coming Sunday, we are in 6 overflooded services as we step into the 6th week of the 7 weeks of divine visitation and manifestation. Ensure that you come with the souls, but above all, next Sunday, come with your testimony flyer. The testimony bulletin you were given. We'll present them before God and trust God to give you a testimony before the 7 weeks are over. Testimony, the testimony form is right on the screen. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. Somebody who has been blessed abundantly today, stand up with a shout of victory. Place your right hand on your forehead and lift up your other hand. Like to welcome first timers, newcomers, intended members. Pick up your Bibles and bags and step forward here. I release you today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. No losses, no calamity, no tragedy, no disaster. This week shall favor you. The purpose of God for your life this week shall come to pass. Go forth and return back with your testimony in Jesus' name. Breaking forth on every side. Breaking forth on every side. Somebody shout hallelujah. Shake the hands of 7 people and tell them, go and return with your testimony. 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 God bless you. First timers, newcomers, step forward here.
Baba, the little Mary.